Welcome to another round of the Monday Waffle. It's round 13. I'm Jack Davidson, and today I'm joined by Bonnie Rader and Katie DeHare. How are we, girls?
Really well, thank you, Jack.
Had a couple of close games this round.
Oh, exciting matches, weren't they?
And some bad weather, too.
Yeah, very head-over-the-ball football, I'd have to say.
Nothing stopped Peel, though. Good win for them.
Yeah. Yeah. What a come from behind your favourite team, yeah. Bonnie.
Oh, so happy for them.
And East Fremantle as well.
East Rio, yeah. Coming now, they're clear of what, three games clear of
West
the Falcons.
Perth, yeah.
So it's still anyone's game in the top four, but it's looking harder and harder for those bottom four, though. Anyway, looking at East Frio's game first up, they just use their opportunities so much better. Subiaco had 24 more entries inside 50 and 22 scoring shots to 16.
They should have won. I'm very shocked that they didn't.
Yeah.
It was at their home ground, yeah, and they didn't win. And
well, it was a crucial game. It was a crucial game for both teams. East Frio beat Subi 11-5-71 to 8-14-62. You know, that's...
East Frio were just more effective and more efficient with the ball, eh?
But the thing is, Subi's Matt Boland is still leading the goal kicking with 36, but Ricky Carey's not far behind on 31. East Perth had the game in the first half with 6-2 in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, 4-1. That's ridiculous. They're up by 49 points.
They only got 2 points in the second quarter, Jack.
Yeah, but still the Tigers clawed back.
They did.
I see what you did there. I was waiting for that.
But it still wasn't quite enough, and they ended up going down by 16. That was Claremont going down by 16. Thoughts?
They kicked more accurately than East Perth did.
I wasn't there, but I did read that the showgrounds, which, of course, Claremont Oval is being redeveloped, the showgrounds were in not too good nick.
Yeah, from the rain.
Well, this was on Saturday, so that was a very wet afternoon.
Torrential downpour.
Torrential rain.
And moving on to Peel's game. Peel's victory over Perth means they may not be getting the wooden spoon after all, Bonnie.
Yeah. Well, I hope they do, because I have predicted that they will get the wooden spoon.
That's right. They're just one game behind Claremont, Perth and South Frio, but they are still lagging in percentage. So if they can just get a couple more games under the belt, they might be able to get in front by points, assuming those teams have a couple more losses.
Now, this game was also on Saturday afternoon, and both teams kicked at very low accuracy, very sloppy, wet conditions. Perth only managed to score 1 point in the second quarter. Peel just came our way with it.
And I wanted to do my Morton watch today, but only Jared was playing, but he got 23 touches.
Well, a Morton watch is better than no Morton watch. South Frio were in front by 30 points in a half time. The Swans.
How did they give it away?
Oh, I have no idea.
Swans, how did they get away with it? They're very lucky
to
come out with the points.
They'll pour for the first three quarters. Yeah, it's just shocking. Two inside 50s in the first quarter.
Is that all?
Yeah.
They were 0 goals, 0 points at quarter time. They were yet to make a score.
There you go, South Fremantle, 21 scoring shots to Swan District's 11.
Yeah, but in the last 15 minutes, that is just insane. I don't know where they dug that from.
6 goals to the Swans.
Yeah, 5 in 12 minutes.
That is ridiculous.
That's
outstanding.
That is just winning.
Good endurance for them to be able to pull through at the last minute.
That's
really
just,
carry it over the line.
Yeah, that's just like tap, goal. That is just ridiculous.
Times three more? Or? Yeah. And Bulldogs didn't score in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's. I want to know what Swans...
Premiership quarter, where were they?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Clutch Gene.
They were in the doghouse.
The Swans just flew home with it.
Oh, we've got to stop.
81.8% Swan District's accuracy, as opposed to 28.6% for the Bulldogs.
I think that says it all.
Yeah, that is pretty outrageous.
Scoring shots to 11, as Katie said.
But the thing is, with that accuracy, that would have all just come in the last 15 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Tips time.
Time for round 14's tips. There's a few buys this week with the Sharks, the Royals and Perth all not playing. So that leaves three games. Subi vs Peel, Swans vs Tigers and Bulldogs v Falcons. What do we think? Subi vs Peel?
I'm going to tip Peel Thunder off the back of
course you are.
The weekend's win.
Yeah, but you're playing up against Peel won by Perth. But they're only one game clear of each other. That's a bottom four clash. Subi sitting third against 8th, I reckon Subi.
Do you, mate?
I do. What do you reckon?
Well, I reckon coming off a loss, a 9-point loss to East Fremantle, Subi will come out firing. They'll want to get a win.
Yeah. I'm not saying Peel won't take it to them, but I just don't
think... I think it will be a good game.
Yeah, I just don't think they'll have it in them. All right, Swans v Tigers. This could be an interesting game, but I reckon Swans, even if they pull out another 5 goals in 12 minutes...
They'll get it done. Doesn't matter how they do it.
It's efficiency. Yeah. It's all business over there.
They play on fast forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tip the Swans as well.
What are you picking, Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm playing it safe with Swans. All Clermont's right. Disappointed me.
And for the third and final game of this round, I think is the harder of all the games, is the Bulldogs versus the Falcons.
I'm going to tip the Bulldogs because West Perth have their Foxtel Cup match against Tasmania's Western Storm on Tuesday night. So I think... And they're missing Andy Cracker. Mm. He's retired, although I don't really think he really gave them too much during the year.
Laying down the shade.
Truth moment from Katie.
Truth bomb. Bonnie?
Well, you never know, Katie. They did have West Perth had the bye this week, so maybe they're rested.
Two games in 5 days. Do you reckon they can do it?
No, I'm going to go Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think I'll have to go Bulldogs as well. So that's Bulldogs from all of us.
That'll mean West Perth will be 4 games.
Yeah.
Out of the top four.
And out of the top
four. At that stage, you'd think it would be unmanageable.
And a lot more breathing space for East Frio, who are 3 games clear. They're pretty comfortable now, even with the bye. So, like I said, I think this top four table's pretty locked in. And I think it's anyone's game at the moment. But that bottom four is just trying to contend not to get the wooden spoon.
The gap is getting greater, isn't it, as we progress into the season?
Yes.
Similar to our tipping.
Yeah. Now, Bonnie, lay it on us. What's the tips?
We didn't have a good round for the results of round 13, guys. We all got 2.
I didn't put my tips in, so maybe...
I've given you 2. I've been generous.
Does that mean you get the away teams? Is that...
No, I've given you 2. I've been generous because I feel like you
just got a random 2 teams.
Yeah, that's how we do it. So we were all a bit shaken up by the Lions not winning.
Yeah.
So we all of us tipped Subi and we didn't get that one. We all tipped Perth as well. So Peel Thunder caught our bluff there. So Jack, you're still safe for this week. You're on 33.
Whew.
2 ahead of Stampy and myself. And Katie is miles behind with the wooden spoon safely tucked in her back pocket. And she's on 22.
Someone's got to have that position, Katie.
They do. And listen,
and when you tip Peel week in, week out, and then you don't tip them for the week that they win, that's how you end up down there.
All right, and that is it for this week's Monday Waffle. Tune in next Monday for round 14, where you'll hopefully be able to see me well clear of the rest of the pack. Keep kicking goals, guys.